And Philip Saint-Pierre, these are here today's date is 07/22/2023. Dictation is for Jason Weiniger. Weiniger spells W-I-N-E-I-G-E-R. Jason spells J-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 12/30/1979. A 43-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Ms. Barger, our patient has a history of opioid use disorder. Currently, Mr. Boxhorn is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refills. He said that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports cough and chest congestion. The cough is productive, sometimes clear, sometimes green sputum. He indicated that he said he has a feel like something in his chest. And when he lays on one side, he will get short of breath. Period. Patient said that this started since he has had COVID. He said he had a CT scan then and was advised he had some ground glass changes in his lung and would like to have a CT scan again to reevaluate if it's better. Because since COVID, he said he's having an on and off chest congestion and cough, period. Next paragraph. Take patient reports tremors. Said sometimes he'd be sitting watching TV and will have like rapid contraction of his muscles and his hand will shake. So he said he has a grandfather who had a similar issue and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, period. This paragraph denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% at room air, blood pressure 133/85, pulse 93, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. There is inspiratory and expiratory what sounds like crackles in his left lung field. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regulator rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organ, megaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microes or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds for your next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period, next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves through 10 is normal, patient, there's no visible tremors. Next paragraph, mood and effect in normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2 is medication refill. Number 3 is tremors. Number 4, fatigue period. Assessment number 3 is cough period. Next paragraph, today, urine drug screen was done. Drug screen was positive for Suboxone. All the other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. He will take one film SL BID for 30 days, number 60. Next paragraph, patient was given a requisition for a CT scan of his chest without contrast. He was also given a requisition for a CT scan of his brain without contrast. He was educated on how to get the study done. Today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, testosterone, next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. His patient was advised that he will be conducted when these results are available. And to make decisions based on these results, period. End of dictation.